He was confident about something. In verse 6 he says, I'm being confident of this very thing. This is what makes him, this is where he gets his joy in those prayers. I really think that. This gives him joy. That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And if anyone didn't heed my warning in the beginning, it doesn't matter because it bears repeating. God has given us by his divine power the ability that we might be partakers of the divine nature. I'm paraphrasing from 2 Peter chapter 1. And also from Titus. That we could, you know, the denying godliness. Remember, we talked about grace in the first verse. It says, the grace of God hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously, soberly, and righteously and godly in this present world. There's a certain kind of life we're supposed to live. Because why? Like Paul said, I travail until I see Christ formed in you. It was Galatians chapter 4. And then remember also in Ephesians, he had talked about, it's chapter 3 of Ephesians, I believe. Or was it 2 even? Oh, no wonder I'm not finding it because I was looking in Galatians. It was, I think it was chapter 4 of Ephesians. He says, chapter 4, verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is the work which God has begun in us, is to bring us to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Paul was confident of that work, that he had begun that work, and that he, God, meaning, that he had begun the work of making them like Christ, and that he would perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, or unto, is, I think the idea is like looking to that day. Because why? It says, well, in 1 John chapter 3, he says, well, you know, we don't know exactly what we're going to be. It doesn't appear what we're going to be. There's a lot of mystery about it. I mean, on one hand it says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, right? And then when Jesus appeared to his apostles, he says, look at me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone, as you see I do. And it says, when he appears, we're going to be like him. We're going to have a body like his, which is glorified. But we will not be in the flesh. Ah, but wait. According to the Apostle Paul, even now we're not in the flesh, if we're walking in the Spirit. See, we have to walk in the Spirit in order to inherit the kingdom of God. We cannot walk in the flesh. The work of Christ on the cross, as Paul had said in Galatians chapter 1, he gave himself for our sins. Why? He gave himself for our sins, chapter 1, verse 4 of Galatians, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. That is the will of God, to deliver us from this evil world, that we could live in the midst of a perverse and wicked generation, without spot, without blemish, walking uprightly and in obedience to the God of Jesus Christ, and in walking in the stature of the fullness of Christ. I mean, we would come to the point where we become the image of Christ on earth. It would be like a new person had been born in us. Jesus Christ, he was formed in us. So it talks about seeds, and you know, he that is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because when the seed of Christ remains in you, it grows. In faith, it grows. It says, add your faith, virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, temperance to temperance, long suffering, etc. You know, he adds all these things to faith, and it grows into this perfect man, Jesus Christ. So where I become a mirror, and that he that looks at me sees a reflection, and the reflection they see is Jesus Christ. That is the good work of God, which he will perform, or perform, or execute. You know, he's going to make it happen to that day. Verse 7, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, meet means, you know, suitable, appropriate, or right. It's right for me to think this of you all, because as it is right for me to think of you because I have you in my heart, in so much as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation, you are partakers of my grace. Meaning that the goodness of God towards me is rubbing off on you. Just like those of you who study with me. If you've studied all the books I've already taught, the grace of God that's given to me is rubbing off on you. You are a partaker of my grace. And so, to me, it's right for me to think of you who listen to me, that he that has begun a good work in you is going to finish it till the day of truth. You know why? Because you're listening to me. You're heeding the words which God is teaching. So until that day, it must be performed, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, and so much as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers of my grace. Defense is where we get our word apology from, apologia, right? And it means to make a plea, like in a legal court case. Apology, we think of it as like, I'm sorry. And so the English word apology really has come far away from this word. It means, what it's more like is to make a case for something. You know, I'm not guilty, Your Honor. And then you have all the pleas that go with it. It's to make an argument. And so defend. And the confirmation of the gospel, confirmation indicates the stability. You know, to make something stable, to stabilitate it, you know, to set it in its place, because you see, there was all kinds of false gospels, even in the times of Paul, going forth, okay? He talked about it in Galatians. He talked about it in Romans. You know, people who walk contrary to the doctrine, which he taught. People who preach contrary to the doctrine. People who preach another gospel, he said, they are accursed. He doubled it. He said it twice in Romans chapter 1. If any man preach another gospel, let him be accursed. He said, if I preach another gospel, let me be accursed. So in all those things, they partook of his grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere, and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God.